Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gunner is spreading the love.
Aww. One call at a time.
This is...
I love you, man!
Weekdays at 7:30, I call strangers at work somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Will they say it back? Well, it's all about whether people have toilet paper or not.
So I'm of course it is.
A couple grocery stores on whether they have toilet paper in stock.
All right.
So here we go. Here's a grocery store in Nebraska.
Beth, how may I direct your call?
Beth, please tell me you have toilet paper.
We have toilet paper. It's a little pricey. We're kind of organic.
It's toilet paper, though.
Yeah, it's toilet paper.
All right.
It's just pricey.
It's better than nothing, though.
This is true.
All right, I'll be right over. I appreciate the info. I love you, man.
Bye.
All right, love you, man.
You too. Bye.
Oh, is that a... I'm going to take it.
No!
I'm not going to give that to you.
I
said you too.
So, it's not an I love you too.
Back at you, brother.
Exactly. That wouldn't count either.
All right, fine. Here is a grocery store in Texas.
Hello, Urban Market. This is Corey. How can I help you?
Corey, I got kind of an emergency. Do you have any toilet paper?
No, sir. I'm sorry. We do not have any toilet paper. You are probably like the 90th person to call me with that question today.
Man.
I'm so sorry.
Well, in my case, it's an emergency, you know. So.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's an emergency for everybody who needs toilet paper.
Well, I'll check back in soon, and maybe you'll have a shipment. But I appreciate the info. I love you, man.
Have a good day, sir. You be good.
No, I love you, brother.
I heard you, sir, but I only love my wife, so have a good one.
I love you, and I just want to be loved back, you know?
Man, isn't that like the toilet paper? That's everybody, buddy, but I'm not going to get that for me. I'm sorry about that.
How about this? Repeat after me.
I
love you.
My wife. Or you can have a good day also, sir. Have a good one, okay?
All right, have a good day. Love you, man.
All right, thank. Okay, you almost got me with that one. But no. Okay, thank you.
I thought I'd get him. Just repeat after me, sir.
I.
That is I Love You Man, Campbell Country 107.9.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
What do sea monsters eat?
What do sea monsters eat?
Fish and ships!
Fish and ships!
Dad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Fish and ships.
Monsters.
If you have a dad joke for Cheyenne, text it to her, 22108. So what bad habits does your significant other have that just kind of drive you batty?
Do we have time?
It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country. Later, I asked the question because there's a new survey that came out that asked people what bathroom habits their significant other has that just drive them crazy.
Uh-huh.
Top three, not cleaning the toilet when they've done some real damage to it. Leaving hair in the drain or the sink. And leaving the toilet unflushed.
Ew.
But I kind of want to open it up.
Okay.
You know, what kind of bad habits does your significant other have that drive you crazy? There was a photo that we put up on Facebook yesterday with the question. And I'm really bad at biting my nails.
Really bad does not even explain how bad you are with biting your nails.
I don't know what it is. And, you know, I'm probably going to get coronavirus because of it. I don't know. I mean, I put my finger up to my mouth every single time.
It literally drives me insane. And I just told you this right before we went on. This picture of you biting your nails, it hurts my soul.
Just looking at it?
Yes. You sent me a boomerang, too, of you biting your nails.
And my wife, Emily,
hurting my stomach.
We staged the photo to be able to do this and put it up on Facebook. But my wife sitting behind me just looking angry.
And I get it.
Knock it off.
I get it.
Is it the sound or is it the look?
It's everything. It's the sound that it makes when your teeth bite through your nails. It's the... Oh, it hurts my stomach.
You don't have any bad habits?
Oh, no, I have terrible habits.
What's a bad habit? If Jordan were here to say, what bad habit would you have?
He despises the way that I leave my clothes in the bathroom when I'm done taking a shower.
Just on the ground?
Yeah, because I got other things to do in the morning. Like, my priority is not cleaning up my clothes. So he takes his new clothes into the bathroom with him, and he undresses, showers, and dresses in the bathroom before he comes out. I don't do that. I go into my bedroom. But he has a horrible habit of undressing in the kitchen when he gets off of work. So when you walk into our house in Washington, you walk through the laundry room down a tiny little hallway and into the kitchen, which is open concept, and there's an island.
Right.
He stands at the island to talk to me when I'm home, and he just undresses at the island.
Well, he's a construction contractor, so you're dirty, you're wearing the Carhartts all
day. We have a mudroom that you have to walk through that the laundry is in.
Yeah. Two birds, one stone. Just
but then he leaves it. Off. So when he's complaining about not having any socks, that's because they're all under his tools underneath the island in the kitchen where he's undressed.
My wife, I would say my wife's hair on the other side of the shower stall.
See, I get the whole, having to put it on the wall to get it off your hands, because you don't have long hair, so you don't get it. But long hair gets intertwined in your fingers, and you got to get it off somehow. But then I wash it down the drain.
So you go down the drain. So the reason my wife would put it on the side of the shower stall, the wall, would be to throw it away later, right? So it's not going down the drain?
I mean, I would hope so.
All right.
Maybe she just forgets about it. She's a busy lady.
I don't know. I'm just tired of seeing it up on the side of the shower wall. I mean, it's definitely a bad habit of hers. 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. What bad habits does your significant other have that just drive you nuts? It's all about the good vibes. Campbell Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Thanks so much for having us on this morning. My name's Gunnar, that's Cheyenne, and we're talking about bad habits that your significant other has.
Yes.
It just kind of drives you crazy. It's the question that came as a result of a survey that asked people what bathroom habits their significant other has that drive them crazy. And number one is not cleaning the toilet. Number two, leaving hair in the drain or the sink. And number three, leaving the toilet unflushed.
Which is gross. Flush the toilet.
But we're kind of broadening it up a little bit. What bad habits does your SO have that drive you nuts? My wife, hair on the side of the shower wall.
She did. She texted me to defend herself as well.
She
did. She says, I keep my hair from going down the drain and clogging it. Sometimes, very rarely, I forget to grab it on my way out of the shower.
Well, that's the rarely when I see it on the side of the shower wall. I bite my nails. That's a bad habit, I know.
Yes. In the car.
Nail Biters Anonymous. Especially this day and age. You know, I shouldn't be biting, but, you know, this day now.
Yeah.
You know, with the coronavirus thing.
Absolutely.
And the amount of hands and things that I touch. Shouldn't be chewing on my nails.
No, you shouldn't. We did put it up on Facebook, though. We had some great answers. So Sarah says that her husband is a nail picker. Not a biter, but a picker. She says that he does it to calm himself down, and he's also an extremely loud chewer, and it drives her insane. Michelle says that her husband snores like a bear. She'd like to get some sleep, considering that they also have a newborn. Lydia actually tattled on herself. She says, I never fully tighten or close things, so I don't screw the lid on the ranch all the way, and I shove the cereal box in without folding over the plastic.
That's funny. Got a text that came in saying, my significant other leaves cups on the side of the sink instead of putting them in the sink. Drives me absolutely insane. The sink is right there.
Yeah. Like, the dishwasher is dirty. Put it in the dishwasher. Don't put it in the sink.
Text for the 480. Husband clears his throat and spits into the bathroom sink. Then doesn't rinse it down the drain.
Ah!
Then he misses the toilet all the time, and the rug is always wet.
Ew. You should put some Cheerios in there like a toddler.
Needless to say, I use the second bathroom. 602. I'm gonna snort out of that one. We also got a message from somebody that works for AAA.
Oh.
From something we were talking about earlier. What, yeah. What was that?
He said that he works for AAA, and if people start calling him for toilet paper, he's not listening to the station anymore.
Nobody's going to call for toilet paper. It was a joke! Because when you're on the side of the road out of gas, if yes. you're at AAA, you can call AAA. They'll bring you a little bit of gas.
Yeah.
So if you're out of toilet paper, call AAA. It's a joke.
Don't call AAA.
And maybe they'll come with a roll of toilet paper. You don't know? But it's a joke.
It was a funny ha-ha.
Let's head out to Phoenix. JP is out and about. JP, what's up? Producer JP, what's up, man?
Hello, Gunner and Cheyenne. I am at the Safeway at 340 East McDowell.
What's going on? So we were talking about this earlier this morning with a lot of the staff out of the building, and we are fully stocked up on toilet paper
in
this building.
We have an abundance of single-ply toilet paper.
Single-ply. It's not single-ply if you wrap it around your hand a couple of times. You can make it triple-ply, quadruple-ply if you want. But JP is out with a whole ton of toilet paper. Are you just handing it out, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm the most popular kid in high school right now because there's no... There's no toilet paper inside currently, and I have been the toilet paper Robin Hood. I've stole from the rich, I've given to the needy, and these people really need the toilet paper, and I'm almost out, and I've only been here for 2 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what is your goodness. You're holding the sign. I saw a picture. You're holding the sign out there on the street corner. What does it say?
It says, I stole TP from work. Who needs it? You need some, sir? What's my nickname? Oh, I'm Charmin Hood, apparently.
I love it.
I've got toilet paper if anybody needs it for Sherman. Wall supplies last.
Where are you at again?
Absolutely.
Where are you at again?
340 East McDowell at the Safeway in downtown Phoenix.
All right, so if you're in an emergency situation and you need toilet paper, he's got a supply out there and he's handing it out.
While supplies last.
Holding the sign saying, I stole toilet paper from work. So good.
So funny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.